Chaos Theory and the Judo Mat. This message is brought to you by www.highlevelbasics.com. Greetings. In the heart of competitive judo lies a fascinating intersection between physical prowess and mental acumen, where the principles of chaos theory unexpectedly come into play. As an Olympian and a coach with a deep understanding of both judo and chaos theory, I've come to appreciate how these concepts can profoundly impact the judoka's approach to the sport. Understanding chaos theory in judo. Chaos theory, in its essence, deals with complex systems whose behavior is highly sensitive to slight changes in conditions. This sensitivity makes predicting long-term outcomes nearly impossible. Now, transpose this onto the judo mat. Every match is a complex system where the slightest shift in grip, balance, or focus can dramatically alter the outcome. In judo, chaos is ever present. The constant flux of movement, the unpredictability of an opponent's actions, and the high stakes of competition create a scenario where chaos seems to reign. However, within this chaos are patterns, rhythms, and structures that, if understood, can be used to a judoka's advantage. Applying chaos theory to grip fighting. Grip fighting, or kumikata, is a primary example of where chaos theory is most visible in judo. This initial engagement is more than just a battle for physical control. It's a complex dance where anticipation, feints, and strategy play crucial roles. Each grip choice, movement, and countermove creates a ripple effect, influencing the subsequent flow of the match. The key to mastering grip fighting lies in understanding and adapting to this chaos. It's about recognizing patterns in an opponent's behavior, predicting their next move, and being prepared to counteract. This requires not just physical readiness, but a mental agility to adapt to rapidly changing scenarios. Training for the chaos. Training in judo, especially in the art of grip fighting, must therefore encompass more than just physical techniques. It involves developing a keen sense of observation, pattern recognition, and strategic thinking. As judokas, we must learn to read the chaos, to find order in what appears to be random, and to use this understanding to our advantage. To develop these skills, one must engage in deliberate practice, not just repeating techniques, but understanding the why behind each action. This is where analytical thinking, a core component of chaos theory, becomes vital. By analyzing matches, understanding opponent tendencies, and continuously adapting strategies, judokas can turn chaos into a structured pathway to victory. The best solution for beginners, the high-level basics of grip fighting. For beginners, feeling overwhelmed by the chaos and confusion that often accompanies the early stages of learning judo, especially in grip fighting, I recommend the High Level Basics of Grip Fighting, available at www.highlevelbasics.com. This resource is specifically designed to provide a structured approach to mastering the fundamentals of grip fighting. In this program, I've distilled my knowledge and experience into a comprehensive guide that tackles the complexities of grip fighting in a clear, accessible manner. It's not just about the physical techniques, it delves into the strategic and mental aspects of grip fighting, offering insights into how to think, react, and adapt on the mat. The high-level basics of grip fighting serves as an ideal starting point for those new to judo or looking to refine their grip fighting skills. It simplifies the chaos of grip fighting, breaking it down into understandable segments and providing a clear pathway for progression. Through this program, beginners can develop a solid foundation, enabling them to navigate the dynamic environment of judo with confidence and strategic acumen. In conclusion, understanding and applying chaos theory to judo, particularly in grip fighting, can transform how judokas approach the sport. It's about embracing the chaos, finding the hidden order within it, and using this knowledge to gain a competitive edge. Dedicated to your improvement, Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.